Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Double Play Podcast. What you're about to listen to is a discussion that Ryan and I had for our YouTube channel about the historic return of Bryce Harper from his Tommy John surgery. You can go check the video out on YouTube or continue to listen here on Spotify or Apple Podcasts for our discussion.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Double Play. Ryan Donahue joined by Jack Smith today. We've got some big news in Major League Baseball. Bryce Harper's back after only 160 days after his Tommy John surgery. Kind of historic. Actually, it is historic. We'll get into it. He's going to be playing tonight against the Dodgers. Jack, what's so crazy about this?
Well, I mean, we thought Bryce Harper was going to be a post All-Star break addition to this Phillies squad, where they weren't going to be getting him back until at least midway through the summer. But now, he's the fastest known player to return from Tommy John, and they're getting him before the All-Star break, just about a month into the season, when we thought they might have to go 80-something games without the former MVP and really their biggest performer in the postseason, probably the best National League player in the postseason last year. This is a very, very big get for the Phillies. I mean, you know, we know they've had him, but we were expecting Harper to be out far longer. You have this note from ESPN Stats and Information. He is the fastest known player to come back from TJ 160 days after his operation. That's today when we're recording this and when he'll return to play against the Dodgers. That's the fastest since Tony Womack, who required a 182-day recovery in 2004. So Harper doing things that we've never seen done before. You know, he's done that on the field. Now he's doing it off the field with this crazy comeback. And just overall, like, you know, what are your thoughts? Because this kind of came out of left field. You know, we had heard that he was going to be maybe playing some first base, could return quicker than expected, but he's returning quicker than anyone ever has from this procedure.
Well, yeah, that was a big kind of portion of our Phillies prediction was they could have a slow start with the guys they added, and we saw they did last year and a little bit, and kind of figured they'd still be a playoff team and be primed for a playoff push and a playoff run, that is, when Harper gets back kind of in the second half, because that's what we were thinking. We were thinking maybe a slow start, and then Harper pushed the team, and they do have a little bit of a slow start. We'll talk about that a little bit more later. They're heating up a little bit, but Harper to come back after, seemed like his timeline just kept getting pushed up. It was originally we thought, like you said, after the All-Star break, and then it was he was hoping to make his return before the All-Star break. Then I saw an article literally two or three days ago, it was like the 28th or 29th of April, that said is a mid to late May return for Harper realistic. And I was reading that article, and then 2 days later, it's announced he could play tomorrow. So it all kind of happened fast, like you said. And apparently, for him at least, his goal is he's been aiming to be cleared for this series for a few months now. That's kind of the goal he set for himself, to try and be back by now. And we'll see if he's prepared once he gets onto the field. He said no rehab assignment, just some live ABs against Ranger Suarez, his teammate who's also rehabbing, and then some minor leaguers and pitching machines, which is roughly around 50 at-bats, the Phillies said. So it'll be interesting to see the production he can bring, but I think for the Phillies, any production that Harper brings is going to be welcomed production for them.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're going to talk about, you know, what this means for the Phillies on the field, what this means for Harper on the field, but I want to just, you know, touch on what this means for just Harper as a player, because, you know, I felt like in the past when he was with the Nationals, after everyone kind of got through the honeymoon phase where they loved him as a prospect and a young player where he was so good, then there was that middle period where the Nationals weren't winning a whole lot. I felt like Harper became, you know, one of the more hated players in baseball. Then he signed the big deal with the Phillies, and really no one liked Harper. I feel like, for the most part, unless you were, you know, a Harper fan, a National fan, or a Phillies fan that was excited about him coming to Philadelphia, for some reason, Harper was kind of hated by, you know, a majority of Major League Baseball fans. I don't think there's a player that's, you know, battled through more and put his body more on the line for his teams than Harper in recent memory. We talk about last year, played with a torn UCL for most of the season, including the postseason, battled a broken thumb. Now he's had this incredible return. He's doing pretty much anything the Phillies need him to do, playing DH, which was not his primary position, you know, coming up in the big leagues. even saying he might want to play first base after Rhys Hoskins goes down, like, this is a big change from the player that people thought Harper used to be. I think people are now seeing, like, no, this is a guy that's super competitive, will do anything to get on the field, help his team win, and I'm glad that people are now kind of coming around on it. You know, he's always been a top 10 player, but I think now people are starting to really like Bryce Harper for the kind of player that he is, which I never really understood why he got as much hate as he did. You know, I'm a Giants fan, so didn't like him for the fight with Hunter Strickland, but other than that, you know, there's not really anything else, any other reason to hate the kind of person or player Bryce Harper is. And I'm glad to see that people are kind of starting to catch on, like, no, this is just a competitive guy that's going to do anything to get his team out there and win games.
And that's really what it comes down to, is he wants to be there to help his team win games in any way that he can, because at least for me, we're going to see if it's a reality. I'm not expecting him to consistently play every day for a little bit. He's going to be only DH for now, so we'll see if he's like just penciled in DH every day, kind of like how he was a little bit last year. Like you said, he was playing through the torn UCL. But I don't know if he's going to be at his MVP level production today when he comes back and kind of for the future. But it's going to be interesting to see what he can do on the field. But like it goes back to what you mentioned. He wants to be out there. He wants to be playing. He wants to help his team win in any way he can.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the question, would you rather wait until after the All-Star break and then have like 80 games of MVP level Harper, or sprinkle him in every day now where he's still better than the average player and he's getting legs under him so that he can really hit the ground running, you know, maybe that post All-Star break period where he was supposed to be fully ready to go. I'm going to take Harper on the field any day of the week. He's a top 10 player. He showed in the postseason. He's one of the most dangerous hitters in the game. He's one of the most talented players in all of the league. Like, there's no question that if you're the Phillies, you want Harper on the field. I know some people are going to talk about, you know, I'm not sure, is he really ready to come back? Is he pushing it too far? Like, no, you take your top 10 MVP level player on the field, even if it's only 3 days a week, 4 days a week, you take that whenever you can get it, and then build him up as they move down a stretch. And, you know, maybe he's not playing as often, maybe he's not playing at his best level, but he's still going to help the Phillies win more games than they would have without him. And I think that's, you know, the main question why I really don't think that this is a poor decision for Harper. I don't think they're rushing him back. I just think it's smart. And the doctors even said, you know, coming back now as opposed to coming back in 2 months, there's no difference in risk for those 2 months. So, you know, maybe they have to limit him now as opposed to he could have gone a little bit more full all out in a couple months. But the risk's the same. I'd rather just have Harper on the field.
It's going to come down to a little bit of confidence as well. I think, like you mentioned, it's going to be relatively the same. The doctor said if he comes back now or waits a little bit. But it's going to come down to not really having, other than those live at-bats that I just mentioned, he's going to might need to take a while to find his footing. We've seen some players struggle coming out of injury. Different injury, but Acuna, when he came back from the ACL, struggled a little bit. So when you come back, he's not really taking at, but he not taking any spring training at bats, not seeing any live pitching over the off season. It's kind of, he's very fresh here. So coming in facing just some minor leaguers, pitching machine, and then Ranger Suarez about 50 times, coming into facing Julio Urías, a Cy Young finalist tonight, lefty. It's gonna be different than what he's been experiencing. So it's gonna be a lot of in his head if. As long as he's playing freely, which there's no reason to believe he's not, like we said, he just wants to be out there. As long as he's playing freely, kind of not holding himself back, it shouldn't be a problem. But with big injuries like this, it can be. And I think that's what's going to come down to in terms of both the level and volume of production we see for the Phillies.
Yeah, I don't think confidence will be too big of an issue for him, especially because, you know, he's been aiming for this series. I think, you know, really working towards coming back earlier than anyone expected, trying to, you know, break this notion of the kind of player he used to be. And he was so good last year in the postseason that I'm not sure he's lacking for confidence on the baseball field. In injury wise, I feel like it's a little bit different. You know, we've seen star athletes come back. They're still testing that ACL. But for Harper, it's in his front elbow when he's hitting, which is the easier elbow to come back from for Tommy John for hitters, actually, because the back one, you have to dip a little bit more in order to hit. And then also, all he's going to be asked to do is hit the baseball. You know, he'll have to run the bases at some point, but it's not like Acuna last year where he's coming back, he's manning the outfield, he's hitting, he's trying to steal bases, all that kind of stuff. For Harper, it's just see ball, hit ball, and don't get hurt. So he's not going to have to be, you know, running on a leg that he doesn't trust. He's not going to have to be playing in the outfield and trying to wonder, hey, am I going to crash into a wall anywhere here? So I think it'll be a little bit easier. So I think that the relearning curve coming back from injury, I don't think it's going to be as steep for Harper as it is for some of these other star athletes that we've seen come back from other injuries.
And talking about what it means for the Phillies, it's, you'd say, sort of coming at the right time. That they little struggled to open the season, a kind of a mini World Series hangover. But since then, they've won 10 of their last 15, and they're now 15-15, fourth in the competitive NL East. So it comes into an offense that's been solid. It's been in the top half of Major League Baseball in production. But hopefully for the Phillies, he comes in kind of hot with this team. And like you mentioned, hitting that stride early. And that's what this team is kind of doing, kind of, like we said, winning 10 of their last 15. And we're going to see what Harper can bring to this team. And what do you think it's going to mean for the Phillies?
You know, I think it's good. You get another left-handed bat in that lineup. They've had Brandon Marsh playing pretty well across a smaller sample size. And, they obviously have Schwarber. But Rob Thompson was coming up. Like, it's just another lefty to kind of break up their hitters as well. He'll keep him away from Schwarber so that, you know, opposing managers have to pick and choose whether to bring in a lefty or a righty. Because, you know, they do have a lot of right-handed bats. You know, Alec Bohm and Nick Castellanos, Real Muto, some guys that had been struggling, also have been hitting pretty well, that have been up and down. But now you have another lefty, and it's a lefty the caliber of Harper. And I also just think that the morale for this team, where they have been playing well lately, 10 of the last 15 have been W's, but also seeing your team captain, the guy that not single-handedly, but really puts you on his back during that NLCS to bring you to the World Series, he's coming back at a record pace coming back from surgery. Like, that just does a lot for a team's morale, I would assume. And Harper, a guy that's really competitive, very fiery, has fought through a lot of things in the past. I think this will only boost the Phillies' morale and their confidence, which was the reason that they were able to make it to the World Series last year. Because we said, you know, they don't have the most talented roster in the National League even this year. But last year it was, you know, their grit, their toughness, their never say die attitude that brought them to the World Series. And I think you get a lot of that with Harper. And so him coming back so quickly, just, you know, so eager to get back on the field with his teammates, I think this Phillies team, if they can stick with that mindset that led them to the World Series last year, can still be dangerous in the National League. And I don't expect them to finish fourth in the NL East, even if, you know, fourth is 500. I think that the Phillies are going to continue to pick up that mantle of where we expected them to be, you know, right in that playoff discussion, taking in one of those wildcard teams, but then also potentially making a big run in the playoffs again.
And like we mentioned at the beginning, we were expecting Harper to be back kind of early second half after the All-Star break, and that's when he would provide that boost for them. And if they were going to be around 500, ideally you would have wanted to be a little bit above 500 in the thick of that wild card race when he came back. But if you had said that around July, August, when he's coming back, you'll say, okay, we got a chance to make a playoff push, and now you're getting him for 110 games, or math, 130 games for the remainder of this season. And if you're 15-15, when you're getting him back, it's got to be great for the Phillies, and it's going to put them right back into that kind of, I would consider it a lock for a wild card spot, as thought they were coming into the season, and then they struggled a little bit. There were some question marks, but as they pick it up, they're getting Harper back. I think they're going to be right back in the playoffs.
Do you boost your win total projection that you had prior to the season? Because we're getting almost 50 more games of Harper than we assumed that they would have, give or take, like however many of those he actually plays. But, you know, a lot more games than we expected them to have with him.
I think it's going to be around the same for me, because I said when we talked about the Phillies kind of after the first week or two of the season in our overreactions, I thought, you know, maybe if this is going to be a team, I'll take a little bit away. So now you're getting them earlier. Depends on how the rest of the guys play. They've been, like you said, Brandon Marsh has been playing well. Stott's been playing really well. I think Alec Bohm has been playing well. So those guys who, when you think of the Phillies lineup, you're not thinking to carry the load. They've been all playing pretty well. So if you get some of your star production back, I think you get back around that 85 to 90 win mark, maybe even in the low 90s, where you're going to be in kind of the, think of that probably around the third wild card, but I could see them pushing for that second or maybe even first wild card, depending on how the second place of the NL East does.
Yeah, I mean, the top five in the National League is really stacked, but that sixth spot, you know, we've said it's if it's not the Phillies, it's up for grabs, and it's a team that would kind of catch us by surprise. So if you're winning 85 to 90 games, I'll pencil that in, maybe even, you know, put it in red ink that I'm pretty sure that the Phillies would make the playoffs with that record. And I think that, you know, if we project them to be around 85 with, you know, only half the season of Harper, now they're getting him after just 30 games, you might boost that up to more towards that 90 win total. But, you know, with the division that they're in the NL East, it's always going to be up in the air because the Braves and the Mets are so good. You know, you can lose a series to the Marlins based off pitching alone. The Nationals and Nationals, but you know, it's always tough in that division. The National League in general has some good teams that they'll be playing, and then also, you know, now you're having to play every team at least once in Major League Baseball, which I think is good for a team like the Phillies that they don't have to play the Mets and the Braves as often. But, you know, I think they're going to be right around that 87 to 90 win total, I would say now. But I think there's no question bringing Harper back is a huge boost to an already good Phillies team, and now you're going to have more experience from them throughout the regular season as well, which is only boosting, you know, that opinion that we have of them that they could be a team that goes on a real run.
And I'm excited to see Harper back. It's like we mentioned, it's fun, competitive guy who's kind of turned from hero to villain to hero again in the baseball world. So it's going to be fun to watch him and the Phillies play the Dodgers tonight. It's going to be a must-see TV, at least for me. So I'm excited to watch that.
I'm going to be there on Wednesday, so I hope that they start him with back-to-back days. I'm not quite sure. Do you know who it's Gavin Stone on the mound, so there would be a righty. Maybe they want to go Harper as a lefty at DH. I'm hoping. Never seen Harper play in person. Always, you know, you have that list of, you know, players that you want to see. You have a Mike Trout, you have Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani. Harper's on that list for sure as someone that I want to make sure I see before he retires. But do you have any final thoughts before we wrap this one up, Brian?
It's going to be fun to watch, like I said, for the Phillies and Harper, and I think he can provide a real boost to them.
Yep, and that's it. Well, thank you guys so much for watching this video. Make sure you go down and hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, and leave a comment. What are your updated predictions for the Phillies with Harper coming back, and just how amazing is this return in your opinion? But that's all we've got for you guys today. You can check out all of our social medias on the screen or in the description. I've been Ryan Donahue with my co-host. I've been Jack Smith with my co-host Ryan Donahue. Switching names for a second. But anyways, thank you guys so much for watching this video, and we'll see you next time.